Fight Back with Ali C.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the world of nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural, nutritional, and natural roads to your wellness and to your vitality, and to addressing all of your health challenges, but you don't know where to start, you have come to the right place. We're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 25 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and fibromyalgia and arthritis and obesity and skin diseases like arthritis or like psoriasis and acne, among other issues. Drug-free recoveries that by the standards of medical treatment can only be called miraculous, but what is in the world of the body and biology simply standard operating procedure. Because, friends, the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system designed with a divine intelligence to heal and renew itself. And while it may seem miraculous to some, this renewing system is really nothing more than the way the body works. Our number today is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you've got questions about health or nutrition or nutritional supplementation, if you've got questions about the longevity products, we can help you. You can also call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. They're knowledgeable and friendly. They know all about the longevity products, and they can help you if you want to join in on the longevity business and make some money too. You can always check out my website, brightsideben.com, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link, and somebody will get back to you with information about the longevity products or if you desire the longevity business as well. I'm joined today on The Bright Side, as I am every day on The Bright Side, by my good friend and colleague and partner in nutritional crime, Douglas Winfrey. Hello there, Douglas.
Good morning.
What's up, buddy?
I sent you a good article on something you talk about quite a bit, and it's all about a book that's out that's called Ancestral Appetites, Prehistory, written by Associate Professor of Anthropology, Kristen Grabillion.
Ooh, I can't wait to talk about that.
Yeah, she's actually kind of supporting some of the modern things. She said there was a reason why we changed from the prehistoric diet to the way we've got it nowadays.
Okay, well, I'm ordering
new knowledge and new environments.
I will be excited to hear what she has to say or what you have to say about it, and I will be ordering that book today, and then we can talk about it maybe next week on The Bright Side. We've been talking about the digestive system for the last few days, actually for the last couple of weeks, and the link to blood sugar. Remember, the liver is the jumping-off point between these two critical points on the what I call the triangle of disease. The liver gets messed up over time because it's processing stuff that's coming in through the digestive system. I really hope the message is getting across that this whole digestive liver connection to disease is really good news, because it highlights the idea that by simply eliminating the steady stream of poisons that's coming in through the foods we're eating, we can go a long way towards feeling better, feeling more vital, having more energy, reducing or even eliminating whatever it is we feel like we need to go to a doctor for. The liver is the jumping off point into the blood sugar system in prediabetes for a couple of reasons. First of all, the liver is not only a digestive organ, but it is also a blood sugar organ. That means when it gets backed up, blood sugar control can become compromised. Secondly, when the liver gets clogged or overloaded, blood can back up into the intestine and then into the pancreas, which has a major role to play in the blood sugar system. The bottom line is a messed up liver will ultimately lead to messed up blood sugar. So one of the most important things we can do to improve our health, in addition to correcting digestive issues, is to control our thing for sweets, not with willpower, but with brain power. More protein and essential fatty acids is an easy way to wean ourselves off of sweets. And we want to, secondly, desensitize our taste buds to the taste of sweet. And the best way to do that is to give ourselves a sweet holiday, maybe 2 or 3 days of no sweet flavors. If the thought of a couple of days without the taste of sweet is troubling, then it probably means it's even more important for us to go on a sweet holiday. And that means even sugar-free stuff that tastes sweet. like Splenda or xylitol or stevia or even the amino acid glycine, which we talked about as tasting like sugar. The sweet taste alone, just the sweet taste, is enough to trigger the insulin response even if there is no sugar present. Of course, sugar is a problem too because of this exploding reaction that we talked about yesterday called glycation. Sugar burns hot and fast. And when it's around in the abundant concentrations that most of us have in our blood, remember, a healthy circulatory system, which is about 4 liters of blood, is only supposed to have around a teaspoon of sugar. And the standard American diet is contributing 40 to 60 teaspoons of sugar every day. That is, we're supposed to have 1 teaspoon of sugar. We're getting 40 to 60 teaspoons a day. What do you think is going to happen here? Well, insulin is going to take care of most of that and shuttle it into fat cells, but some of that sugar is going to stay in the circulatory system. If you're a diabetic or a pre-diabetic, which is, they say, 1 out of 3 Americans, I suspect a lot more than that, are at least pre-diabetic. That's 100 million people minimum. If you suffer from pre-diabetes or diabetes or blood sugar problems, there's going to be a lot of sugar that isn't getting stored, and that means explosions. That means glycation. Interestingly, the cover story this month in Cosmetics and Toiletries, which is the skin chemistry business's most important trade journal, I get it every month and I read it every month, and I was very interested to see the cover story this month, was an article on glycation, these sugar explosions, and skin aging. The skin and its substructures, the collagen and the elastin and the circulatory substructures that are in the skin, are very susceptible to this glycation reaction. And in fact, glycation is a leading cause of wrinkles and skin thinness and other hallmark signs of aging skin. You know that kind of stiff look skin gets when it's really old? Sometimes it's yellowish or it can have a yellow-brown kind of tint. That is what glycating skin looks like. The skin is literally caramelizing. It's candying. It's changing its structure. So at the molecular level, the proteins in the skin are gooey instead of solid, and gooey is not good. One of the points the authors make in this story in Cosmetic and Toiletries was that the signs of skin glycation didn't occur until age 35. And they said they don't occur until age 35, but when they do, they progress rapidly. And I think this is a very important point that needs a little examining. See, one of the things I've noticed from working with patients clinically, and remember, my background as a pharmacist and my education and my training was in a somewhat clinical setting, although these days I'm mostly in salons and in schools. What I've noticed through seeing patients firsthand is that somewhere in the mid to late 20s, until a young adult is in his, say, 25, 26, 27, most young adults are pretty healthy, despite the fact that for the most part they're not doing much to work hard to stay in shape. Most young adults are remarkably healthy considering the crap many of them are eating and all the other less-than-good-for-you habits that most of us practiced when we were young. But then right around age 26 or 27, the wall hits. Or rather, we hit the wall. In fact, I call this phenomenon the wall. And when the wall shows up, all of a sudden, you don't feel so good the next day when you stayed up all night drinking. Or a couple years earlier, it would have been no problem. Or a lot of times, blood pressure will start to go up, or cholesterol levels will start to change. People will notice that they're getting sick more readily. They're getting sick more often, perhaps, or their joints are starting to hurt. One of the most universal signs that you're at this point of the wall is when you start to gain weight around the middle. For women, sometimes it'll happen around the hips, even if you were skinny your whole life. And by the way, for women, this is when cellulite starts to appear. As far as cellulite goes, the large majority, no pun intended, of American women will have cellulite starting right around the time of the wall. And we'll cover this on later programs, but for now I want everybody to understand that cellulite is in large part a fat metabolism disorder, and fat is where poisons and toxins are stored in the body. That's why little kids don't have cellulite, but right around the appearance of the wall, that's when you notice it. It's the beginnings of the accumulation of poisons and the storage of toxins. We'll definitely talk about cellulite on coming programs because a lot of folks are interested in this topic. The point I want to address here is this phenomena, the wall shows up in different ways, and it's best if it's recognized early. We'll continue our discussion on blood sugar and the liver and the wall and take your phone calls at 866-582-9933 when we come back from break. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We will be back after this timeout. Don't go away. There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our BrightSideBen team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI-listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful complex crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poison.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs, along with Doug Winfrey. This is your nutritional supplement program. If you've got questions about supplementation, or questions about prescription drugs, or if you want to get off your drugs and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we're here to help you out 5 days a week, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central on The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you want to get on board, contribute to the conversation, or if you have questions today, Daryl, and you can also send me an email, by the way, ben@ksco.com. If you do send an email, try to include your phone number, because I'd much rather speak to you than type to you. Sometimes it's difficult to give you a good answer if I can't ask you some more questions, and I don't really like this whole email thing because I don't like to type personally, but I do like to talk. So put your phone number on your emails, and most of the time I'll get back to you. I'm a little bit backed up, but feel free also, if I haven't gotten back to you, to send a second email. Sometimes it takes two times for me to notice. So you can send an email, ben@ksco.com. Daryl writes, what are some good oils or dressings to use on salads? Now, I always recommend that you use essential fatty acid oils on salads. That way you're going to get the benefits of your EFAs. And, of course, flaxseed oil or hemp seed oil are good essential fatty acid oils. Grape seed oil is a good essential fatty acid oil. Try to make sure that your oils are in dark bottles and that they're being stored in the refrigerator, because if it's a good oil and it has essential fatty acids in it, it's going to be perishable, which means it's only going to be good for a couple of weeks. And you want your oils to be perishable. If your oil's not perishable, if it can sit around for months or years, chances are there's not a lot of activity in the oil. And keep in mind, these food manufacturers, these oil manufacturers, remove the activity from the oils. And foods in general, the activity, the good stuff, the nutritional, the powerful nutritional components are removed by food processing for shelf life. And if a food has a long shelf life and you eat it, you'll probably have a short shelf life, because we need active foods. And active foods are the enemies of food processing and food storage and food transportation. So try to make sure that if you're eating some kind of nutritional food or food to get nutrition, that your food is perishable. That means it's got lots of active stuff in it, and that is especially true with oils, which are super, super active, super, super unstable if they are active. So look for essential fatty acid oils. Grapeseed oil is good. Olive oil is great. Mix them up. Macadamia nut oil is one of my all-time favorite oils. It's a great source of omega-6s, and it's a wonderful, wonderfully tasting oil, wonderful tasting oil. A little bit expensive and a little bit hard to find, but feel free to mix up macadamia and flaxseed and hemp seed and grapeseed and olive oil and whatever tastes good for you. Just make sure that it's fresh, Daryl, and it's always a good idea to mix oils and vegetables. Vegetables contain lots of active compounds that are fat soluble, and by putting oil on top of your vegetables, putting oil on top of your salads, using butter on top of your broccoli, you can help release some of those fat soluble nutrients in the vegetable that would otherwise be difficult for the body to absorb. So mixing butter, mixing oils with vegetables, slight heating sometimes helps, slightly steaming. Slight is the key word, because too much heat can break up some of those nutrients. So hope that answers your question, Daryl. And Douglas, I would like to talk about this book, Ancestral Appetites. Why don't you give us a little synopsis, and then we can discuss some of these points.
Yeah, this is something I've heard you talk about a lot. You know, you often say, you know, we didn't eat the way we do now when we were running around out on the Serengeti Plain. And there's this new book out by this Kristen Gramillion. She's an associate professor of anthropology at Ohio State. And basically she's looking at how humans used to eat and how with new knowledge and new environments we changed our food habits. And she kind of goes against some of the things you say. She says human dietary behavior can't just be reduced to just our biology. Culture has always played a part in what we eat and how we eat it. She goes on to say it's not unnatural, that is, for humans to eat cereals and grains despite what some people may claim. And humans started agriculture base because it was difficult to get enough food through hunting and gathering. And you and I were talking off the air. And the thing of it is you brought up a good point, and that is the grains they were eating then and the grains we're eating now are two different animals, not to mention the whole aspect of genetic engineering and all kinds of other stuff that right. Joe Caveman wasn't doing back in those days.
Right, right. And when we talk about genetic engineering, a lot of times we refer to how the real high-tech genetic engineering, when they actually insert genes into natural genes. They actually will take artificial genes and insert them into natural genes, and that's a whole ball of wax that we can get into on another program, because, folks, when you start to play around with the genome, with the genetic information in a plant, you don't know what is going to end up coming out of that thing, and that is a huge, huge problem, these GMO grains. We can get into that on a later program, but what's sometimes missed, Doug, is that we have been genetic engineering for centuries through grafting and breeding and all these weird techniques that monks used to do. In fact, that's how we actually discovered genetics, was when they were the famous experiments that Mendel, who was a monk, I think in the 15th or 16th century, was doing with pea plants. So we have been genetically modifying grains and agricultural produce for a long time, fruits especially. And what ends up happening is the grains, as you said, the grains that we're eating today are not the same cereal grains that this author is talking about that our ancestors on the African plains were eating. Back then, if they were eating grains, they were high-protein grains, and they weren't eating a lot of them. Today, the grains have been artificially and genetically modified to be super high in carbohydrates, and we are eating way, way more than the human body was intended to eat. The fact of the matter is, I don't know how this lady can dispute this, the fact of the matter is the human body is tens of thousands of years old. But the way we're eating today, our modern eating habits are only a couple hundred years, and some of our modern eating habits have changed dramatically just in the last 20 or 30 years. We talked about sugar yesterday and how just in the last 30 years our sugar intake, our dietary intake of refined sugar has increased 10 to 20%. And these are huge changes that the body has not had time to adjust to. So what we want to do is we want to become as close to, or we want to eat as closely to our ancestors ate, based on how our bodies grew up and based on how our bodies developed. And that's called the paleo diet, the paleolithic diet. And what it really means is eating a lot more protein, eating a lot more good fats, and eating a lot more vegetables. Now, keep in mind, your vegetables are carbohydrates. That is a wonderful source of carbohydrates. And I always get a kick out of people who say they're eating low carb, and because you shouldn't really be eating low carb. If you think you're healthy and you're eating low carbohydrate, you're not going to be as healthy as you probably should be, because most of our calories need to come from carbohydrates, but the kind of carbohydrates we need are vegetable carbohydrates. A good place to be is roughly around 30% 30% protein, 40% carbohydrates, and 40% fat. They call that the 30% protein, 30% fat, and 40% carbohydrates, the 30-30-40 diet. And that's a good place to be. Some people are going to need more, some people are going to need less, but certainly nobody needs 65 to 85% carbohydrates, refined carbohydrates, which is where the standard American diet puts most of us. And the bottom line of this, folks, is if you're not feeling as good as you should, if you're not feeling as good as you think you should be feeling, chances are it has something to do with how you're eating. And there's lots of strategies that you can employ to change your dietary habits. First and foremost is going to be nutritional supplementation, because when your body gets the good stuff, it isn't going to want the bad stuff. And that's why we hit on nutritional supplementation so hard, even though, of course, we want to emphasize the word supplementation. In other words, the nutrition that we're taking in supplemental form should be supplementing a good, healthy diet, a 30-30-40 diet, 30% protein, 30% fats, 40% carbohydrates. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Our number is 866-582-9933 if you want to get on board today.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I'm your nutritional pharmacist, Ben Fuchs. Thanks for joining us today. Our number is 866-582-9933. If you want to join in the conversation, if you've got questions about nutritional supplementation or about the longevity supplements, if you want to learn more about the longevity supplements or the longevity business, call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470, 866-735 $24.70. Make sure you ask them about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. That's my favorite longevity product. It's loaded with nutrients. It tastes great. It's inexpensive. And it's especially good to give to kids because it tastes like Kool-Aid, even though there's no sugar in it. There's a tiny, tiny, tiny little bit of fructose, and it tastes awesome. Kids love it. And it also comes in, you've seen those little handy packets they have now, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine?
Yeah, those are real handy to take to work with.
Super. Yeah, they're super handy. You can put them in a kid's lunchbox. And they will make your kid love taking their nutritional supplements. I want to, we've got some calls I want to get to. We talked about chemtrails yesterday, and I got a couple emails about that. And I didn't mean to go off on politics too much. And I try to stay away from politics on the bright side on this nutritional supplement program. But I think people should recognize that what is called chemtrails, and that is those kind of smoky kind of cloud material that's in the sky that's not clouds, and they don't dissipate the way clouds do or the way condensation does. It tends to be, I think they've done studies on them, and they found that they're barium and aluminum. They tend to be heavy metals, and I think they've even found some bacteria in there as well. So one of the best things you could do if you're concerned about chemtrails is upregulate your body's mineral metal detoxification system. Of course, that means glutathione, and that means upregulating glutathione. Upregulate simply means just to make more of the stuff. That means protect your liver. That means take vitamin C. That means take the building blocks for glutathione, as we said yesterday. And we will continue talking about detoxification and the importance of detoxification in this day and age on continuing programs, on coming programs. Let's see. I want to mention real quick a letter that I got from Michael, who says that his wife works in a pharmacy, and she has bought the party line about pharmacy. She says she is concerned what her glutamine is going to taste like, because I recommended glutamine for her. Glutamine has no taste at all. Glutamine is completely tasteless. You can put it in water. You can put it in your smoothie. If you put it in water, you'll think you're drinking water. Mike says that his questions about his father, is having leg problems. Let's see. He lives here in Colorado. Schumann's disease, herniated disc. Okay. When you have a nerve problems that affect your extremities, the first thing I think about if you're older is blood sugar problems. These can be some of the early signs of diabetes. So, Mike, I'd be working with the blood sugar system if I were you. Essential fatty acids and B vitamins are also very important for neural health. Anytime you have what's called neuropathy, which means some kind of pathology or breakdown in the way nerves are firing, number one, think about blood sugar problems. Diabetes are notorious for having neuropathy issues. Number two, think about the B vitamins, the entire B complex, omega-3 and omega-6 essential fatty acids, and electrical minerals, which go by the name electrolytes, potassium, calcium, magnesium. One of the reasons I like the longevity product so well is because there's so many different ways, there's so many different products that will allow you to get lots of liquid electrical minerals, electrolytes, the Ultimate Classic, the Tangy Tangerine, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. These are all wonderful products that will allow you to get these liquid electrical minerals. Of course, bone soup is a great way to get liquid electrical minerals, and vegetable juices, not V8, but fresh vegetable juices is another great way to make sure that you're getting these electrical nutrients, potassium, magnesium, calcium, sodium, chloride. These are electrical minerals that go by the name electrolytes. All right, our number is 866-582-9933. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Stephanie in Missouri. What's up, Steph?
Well, I have a daughter. She's a college student. She's going to nursing school, and she has ADHD. And she's thinking about getting pregnant in the next couple of years, but she takes Ritalin, and I don't think that's a good combination.
Nope, it's not. And no drugs are a good combination when you're trying to get pregnant or if you're pregnant, because if you're taking a drug, your fetus is taking a drug too. And that's not a good thing for anybody, human or fetus, person or fetus. By the way, are you from Missouri or Missouri?
Well, I'm a transplant, so I say Missouri.
Okay, good. That's what that's what Doug was telling me. Doug's from Missouri himself, and he said, is she from Missouri or Missouri? So you're a transplant. Okay. What do they call people from Missouri? Missourians? Missouriites?
I never thought of
it. I don't know either. Mules? They call them mules? Missouri mules? That's what I heard, because it's the show-me state. So they call them Missouri mules. Anyway, I don't mean to digress here. Let me get to your question. Brain health, the brain is very responsive to nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Anything that's moving really fast in the body is, number one, going to burn up nutrients rapidly, and number two, it's going to use nutrients rapidly. So the brain, or the central nervous system, the digestive system, the skin, These are all areas of the body, the heart, the cardiovascular system. These are all areas of the body that move fast. And anytime a system in the body moves fast, you can do a lot of great things with nutritional supplementation. That's the good news. The bad news is, if she's doing eating the standard American diet, or even worse, the standard American teenager diet, or the standard American college student diet, which is much worse than the standard American diet, she's going to have problems thinking, problems concentrating, given the high concentrations of sugar that is in the standard American diet or the standard American college student diet. So, number one, up the protein. That will help her wean off of sugar and refined carbohydrates, breads and cereals and those kinds of foods. Increase in protein is key. Get her on a protein supplement that's powder. It will be easier for her to do. She could do it in her dorm room. She could do it. She could bring her powder down to the cafeteria. She could put a scoop of it in water and drink it down. So get her on a good protein powder, the Suzanne Summers Whey, Suzanne Summers protein powder. I forget what they call that. The Suzanne Summers protein from longevity is a great one. Whey protein in general is a great thing for college students because it has all those immune boosters in there. Hemp seed protein is great. Any kind of protein powder will allow her to gradually get off of that sugar. Make sure she's getting generous amounts of essential fatty acids, especially omega-3 fatty acids, which are hard to get in foods. She'll have to supplement for those. Fish oil is great for the brain, but also hemp seed oil, which is a good source of omega-3s. That's something else that you might want to try. Certainly flaxseed oil is a great source of omega-3s. And then also the omega-6s. Get a nice balanced supplement. If you use the longevity products, get the Ultimate EFA. Have her take 3 to 6 a day. Chances are her digestive system is working well. So you probably don't have to worry about digestive enzymes or probiotics with those essential fatty acids. And then number 3, make sure she's getting on a high concentration B complex supplement. The B vitamins are very, very important for brain health. Yesterday we talked about niacin and thiamine, but the whole B complex is important for the brain. If she's using supplementation, have her try liquid supplements that contain the B complex. We've been talking about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine today, and on other programs on the bright side. That's because the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is a great way to get liquid nutrients, liquid B vitamins in this case. And then also, please understand the importance of liquid electrolytes. That is potassium, calcium, magnesium. All very, very important for brain health and for keeping kids thinking correctly. But most importantly, in terms of nutrition, that's not a supplement, is getting her off of sugar, because sugar will not only mess up brain health, but sugar will also cause problems with attention deficit disorder because of problems with sugar makes things fire, makes nerves fire rapidly, and that can be certainly a problem if you have attention problems. Okay, thanks so much for calling from Missouri, Stephanie. If you're out there and you want to talk to us, our number is 866-582-9933. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs, along with Doug Winfrey. We'll be back on the Genesis Communication Network right after this.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system, they have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Summer's getting into full swing, and so is the Happy Summer Sale here at OfTheField.com. If food became too expensive, scarce, or questionable to fill your needs, would you know what to do? Do you want an all-natural backup plan? Nature provides, but you have to know how to use it. We are offering site-wide savings even on our already discounted packages. It's been extended until Monday, June 13th, so head on over to OfTheField.com. If you really don't have access to the Internet, call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 1-888-513-2837, and they'll take care of you. Just use coupon code FREEFOODNOW, all one word, to save on your entire shopping cart. Do it now. We've been holding our prices for the last 3 years, and something's got to give. Catalog customers can take advantage by writing FREE FOOD NOW on top of your order form. Figure the shipping before taking 10% off on your merchandise total, then add it up and send it in for FREE FOOD KNOWHOW at OfTheField.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I'm Ben Fuchs, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. If you have questions about health or nutrition, or you want to get off your drugs and get on a good nutritional supplement program, our number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. You can always send me an email, ben@ksco.com, or get to my webpage, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link, and somebody will get back to you with information about the longevity products or the longevity business if you so desire. We went to break talking about electrolytes, calcium, magnesium, and potassium. I think it's important that people need to recognize that we lose electrolytes all the time. And the only way to make sure that you're getting electrolytes is to make sure that you're getting nutritional supplements or you're eating correctly. Sodium, calcium, potassium, chlorine, magnesium, these are all very, very important substances. The reason they're called electrolytes is because they're electrical. And so when we think about calcium, for example, and magnesium, we tend to not think about their electrical nature. We think of calcium as being important for bones and magnesium as being important for bones, but a lot of times we don't recognize that these things act like little batteries. The body's an electrical system, and just like you have a lithium battery or a cadmium battery or a nickel battery, you have battery type energy in the body, and the energy is conducted through the activity of these electrical minerals, which tend to be deficient in the standard American diet. If you have kidney problems, you're also going to have a problem with electrolytes, and if you have diabetes, you very well could have problems with electrolytes also. Diabetics are known for losing a lot of fluids and going to the bathroom, urinating a lot, and this can cause electrolyte deficiency as well. So making sure that you're supplementing with these electrical minerals is very important. I like soups and juices, but you can also get generous amounts of electrolytes, of course, using nutritional supplements. The Ultimate Classic, the Tangy Tangerine, or the Beyond Tangy Tangerine are excellent, excellent sources of these battery-like electrical minerals that go by the name electrolytes. Our number is 866-582-9933. Who's on the line for us, Johnny Boy? Mrs. McKenzie, what's cooking in Tennessee?
Yes. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks so much for calling. How can we help you?
Well, I have an autoimmune disease, and I swell.
Okay.
My feet and legs swell a lot, and I'm on a lot of steroids.
That isn't going to help you any. That's not going to help matters any, Miss McKenzie.
I know.
What flavor autoimmune disease do you have?
The lupus.
Oh, you got the lupus, which is basically everything.
Yeah.
I like lupus. That's my favorite autoimmune disease because that means everything, right?
Uh-huh.
They used to, do you know why they call it lupus, by the way?
No.
It's that rat. I think lupus comes from the name, from the Spanish term for wolf. Is lupus wolf? I don't know my Spanish that well, but I think lupus comes from the Spanish word for wolf somehow. And there used to be this kind of mark on the face that people got with lupus, and it reminded people of wolves. I think that might be an old wives' tale, so don't quote me on that. But anyway, you got an autoimmune disease, and if you've listened to the program, I consider all autoimmune diseases to be the same. I don't care if it's affecting your thyroid. They call it Hashimoto's, or, MS if it's the nerves, or, they'll call it diabetes if it's the pancreas, or rheumatoid if it's the joints, or lupus if they don't know what the heck it is. In any case, here's what you got to do, ma'am. Autoimmune diseases almost always have a digestive component that introduces activates the immune system. So you got to look for the digestive component, and there's several ways to do it. Number one, the best way, the simplest way, the easiest way, and the most effective way is to stop eating. You will notice when you stop eating, even though it may seem like it's difficult to do, when you stop eating, you're going to notice that you feel better. And it may take, you may have to stop eating for an entire day for that feel good kind of chemistry to kick in. That's first of all. If you feel like there's no way you can stop eating food, drink food. And that is soups and juices, bone soup, which we talked about on the program, is wonderful for any kind of autoimmune problem. That might be something that you want to try. Vegetable juices, as we've been talking about on the program today, soups are also a good strategy. So eliminating solid food or even eliminating food entirely is the first thing that you might want to do if you want some immediate relief from autoimmune problems. They can't do that, obviously, your entire life, so you're going to need to start introducing foods back in. So here's what you want to do. Make sure, and if you fast for a day or 2 days, make sure that when you're introducing foods back, that number one, you're introducing simple foods. That is not foods that have a lot of parts to them. Foods that only have one or two parts to them, and then becoming very vigilant, paying very close attention to how you feel in terms of your digestive system after you eat those foods. You'll notice that certain foods will trigger symptoms. And those foods need to be eliminated. Foods that don't trigger symptoms, stick with those. And then third of all, you want to take in nutritional supplementation that helps the digestive system. Digestive enzymes are key. The ultimate enzymes are very important. They're also good for lupus, the ultimate enzymes, because they have some anti-inflammatory properties, and the inflammatory system is obviously involved. Issues, your swelling, so you can get some relief from inflammation by taking in digestive enzymes. A lot of folks don't realize that digestive enzymes are much more than digestive support. They're anti-inflammatory support as well, and they can help with arthritis pain or any pain that's associated with swelling, even dental pain. Digestive enzymes can help with. They can help with the circulatory system, which is also going to be beneficial for you. So get yourself on some ultimate enzymes or an equivalent digestive enzyme product. Take it with every meal, two or three digestive enzymes with every meal. Then you want to make sure you're on probiotics, good bacteria.
Yes.
I like the Longevity Biolumin Nightly Essence. I'm sorry, did you say something, ma'am?
Is that the colon? Is that considered the colon health? Would that be
yes.
a probiotic?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's for colon health, absolutely. And I'm not going to ask you about your bowel movements or your colon, but I'm sure that you can use some help that way if you have an autoimmune issue.
Yeah.
So anything you could do to help yourself eliminate is going to be very important, and good bacteria are important in that regard. And then the basic building blocks, basic nutritional building blocks, don't underestimate the importance of the B vitamins. All the B vitamins, the entire complex, omega-3 and omega-6 essential fatty acids, and then getting enough vitamin C. I don't know if you're near a naturopath or somebody who can actually inject you with vitamin C, but IV vitamin C is wonderful for any kind of immune problem. They use it to treat cancer, and it certainly can be very helpful for autoimmune diseases too. So probiotics, that is the good bacteria, B complex, your essential fatty acids, food holidays to give yourself a day or two off of foods, and then when you reintroduce foods, notice how you feel and eliminate foods that are problematic. Get yourself on a good bacteria supplement, probiotic supplement like the Longevity Biolumin Nightly Essence, and a good digestive enzyme supplement.
Okay.
I especially like the Ultimate Enzymes. And you know what, man? Let me tell you something about autoimmune diseases. You can begin the healing process in one day. In one day. That's how fast digestive strategies and nutritional supplementation strategies can work for autoimmune diseases. So as soon as you decide you want to get rid of that autoimmune disease, that's when your body will start the healing process. And good luck with that. Thanks so much for calling. Miss McKenzie from Tennessee. Stay in touch with me. I'd like to hear how you're doing. Okay, ma'am?
All right. Thank you.
God bless. Thanks so much for calling. And that, to me, my friends, is really the bottom line to this whole idea about nutritional supplementation. The body is a healing system. It has a divine mechanism built into it, a wisdom, an intelligence that will allow it to heal itself. And you can look no further than the last time you cut yourself and look at your finger if you get a paper cut or whatever kind of cut you have and watch how that healing process kicks in. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to do anything. The healing process is built in. And that same healing process that is built into your finger or your skin when you cut it is built into every single system of the body. When you break a bone, that point of the break is actually healed stronger than it was before it was broken. That's the power and that's the effectiveness of the divine intelligence that's built into this human biological system. I've been studying this thing for 30 years and I never cease to be amazed by the stunning intelligence behind every single cell, behind every single organ system in the body. We do not need drugs, and I'm telling you this as a registered pharmacist. We do not need drugs except for in emergency conditions, perhaps pain pills, perhaps antibiotics, and in a rare case, perhaps chemotherapy. But other than that, there's not a single time when we need to be on a prescription drug at the expense of good nutrition. And I don't care if you're working for the pharmacies, you're working for a doctor, you're rolling your eyes, try it. Try it, friends. If you have high blood pressure, if you have weight problems, if you have fibromyalgia, if you have arthritis, if you have attention deficit disorder, if you have immune diseases, autoimmune diseases, whatever it is, you owe it to yourself, you owe it to your friends, you owe it to your family to get yourself on a good nutritional supplement program. There's not a single drug in the world that can heal the body. That is strictly the job of good nutrition. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. And remember, friends, it's good nutrition that is good medicine. If you like what you heard today, tell your friends. We're here every day on The Bright Side, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. For Doug Winfrey, I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Remember, good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have an awesome, wonderful, beautiful day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.